working at the Reno Club, where she kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShann, Parker, Prez, and Biggie. That's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week, we take you back to 2010 to celebrate the birthday of jazz legend Miles Davis with our special guest, Dan Kessler. Dr. Pearl offers Laura in Texas some advice on the state of her union, and we learn about how Bob Dylan almost made it as a jazz musician. It all happens this week on 12th Street Jump.
Now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Thank you, David. Good evening.
It's another Saturday night. Good to have you with us, 12th Street Jump.
It's a handsome crowd out here tonight, Pete.
Why, thank you. They're
I'm
all
talking
my
about the crowd, Pete.
Good-looking friends, bro.
Good-looking folks. Well, we do have another great show for you this week, and I have to tell you, I love the music of Miles Davis.
I know. He's so great. I could listen to his music even if it was played by the Lawrence Welk Orchestra, you know?
By who?
Lawrence Welk, the champagne music maker from the 60s, the guy with the bubbles.
Pete, when someone's playing Miles, you don't inhale bubbles.
I think you do inhale, but, you know,
not bubbles.
Miles had a reputation for having some strong political views, Pearl.
That's true. It's too bad he's not around to comment on the state of the world today.
Well, I think his song titles, album titles, pretty much say it all.
Really? So what would Miles call the election of Barack Obama?
Birth of the cool.
What about Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan, her sexual orientation?
Straight, no chaser.
How would he like Joe Biden's speeches?
In a silent way.
Sarah Palin's politics?
Bitches brew.
How would he answer the Tea Party crowd?
So what?
And when would Miles turn on his favorite public radio jazz, blues, and comedy program?
Oh, that's easy. Round about midnight.
Yes, he would.
Yeah.
Now, let's put some Miles on with the master seminal recording of Kinda Blue. Here's David with a lyric for all blues.
My whole life is blue. Sometimes sky, sometimes sea. Crying sometimes for you and me. I heard a woman sing the blues in Greek. I can relate all that bright blue sea and all that fate. The sea, the sky, you and I. Sea and sky. Are sad, but some blues are glad, dark and sad and bright and glad. We're all blues, all shades, all hues, all.
Thank you.
sky. You see the sky and you and I. Sea and sky and you and I. With all blues, all shades, all hues. Some blues are sad, some blues are glad, dark and sad, or bright and glad.
Bassey, y'all. David Bassey.
Well, this week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of Miles Davis. Born and raised just outside of St. Louis, Davis worked with Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker at the birth of bebop and modern jazz. He introduced Cannonball Adderley, John Coltrane, Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, and countless more influential sidemen and soloists to the world of jazz. Miles was also on the forefront of major developments, including cool jazz, hard bop, modal jazz, and jazz fusion.
Davis's album, Kinda Blue, is the best-selling album in the long history of jazz recordings. In fact, in 2009, the U.S. Congress passed a unanimous resolution reaffirming jazz as a national treasure and proclaiming Kinda Blue as a masterpiece on its 50th anniversary.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Amazing Congress did something unanimously. We're going to celebrate the music of Miles Davis. To do that, we need a great jazz trumpeter, and that would be an old friend of 12th Street Jump, Stan Kessler.
Welcome back to the show, Stan. I believe this is the fifth time that you're on our show.
I think so. I think I've got Steve Martin and Alex Baldwin beat.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, we're talking about Miles Davis. Kinda Blue. That's kind of an important album, yeah?
Kinda.
Yeah, what makes that so big?
Well, for one thing, it's the one jazz album that sold the most copies in history. If you were going to buy one jazz album, period, Kinda Blue is the one you want.
Was that your first album?
Wasn't my first, but it was one of the first. And the great thing about Kinda Blue is that you have so many different styles of players on there. You got Miles with his really understated lines, and then, you know, Coltrane comes in right on his tail with sheets of notes, and then Cannonball comes in with his gospel-y sound, and then you got Bill Evans on piano. It's just everything you'd ever want.
Yeah. Now you can say Miles Davis to just about anyone, and they'll think cool.
That's true.
What makes him such a standout?
Well, he was a good dresser. Oh, check it out. Look at his photos. He was a clothes horse.
Hey, he's watching now, over us right now.
You know, the thing about Miles is that he didn't care what anybody thought. He had a beautiful sound. He changed his, you know, mode every so often. He invented new music. You know, he started the cool movement, which was kind of an answer to bebop, you know, less notes, chill out. Then he had his hard bop quintet with Tony Williams and Herbie Hancock. And then in the early 70s, he basically single-handedly started the jazz fusion movement. Looked for a wider audience. He wanted to bring younger people in. Started playing more, you know, rock and stuff like that. And, you know, he just kept moving.
Well, we're going to keep moving along, and we're going to get you on that horn. We are so lucky to have you. I got to go to my man, Joe Cartwright, back there at the piano. Hey, Joe, what do we got from the Davis songbook for Stan?
This is one from the classic, Kind of Blue, Miles Davis composition, So What?
How about that, Stan Kessler? Now for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah, Montel, and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your wretched, loveless existence, she could probably point out a trumpet player who's doing worse.
The doctor knows you better
then you dug yourself.
A resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl,
step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl,
is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl,
notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Okay, Dr. Pearl, now our computer guy installed one of those porn filters, so we actually only got 2 emails this week.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, but the first one comes to us from a Mr. BP down in Louisiana. He writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I just converted my wife's Prius to run on pure crude. Now that baby goes from 0 to 100 in 2 seconds. Unfortunately, it leaks oil like a Greek salad on a cheap paper plate. I blame Toyota, the oil filter maker, and God, but my neighbors insist that I clean up the mess. What should I do?" Okay, Pearl, Mr. BP in Louisiana, he's got a leak. You can help this guy out.
I sure can. I mean, he blames everyone, but it seems like the actual culprit of this problem.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm going to help him out. I'm going to do it like this, okay? You fix your car. You went and fixed your wife's car. You're a mechanical dude. Well, this ain't car talk if my advice you seek. Go out and get some soap, BP. You took a major leak.
Dr. Pearl.
The car leaks night and day.
Dr. Pearl.
And it ain't going to go away.
Dr. Pearl.
The gulf looks like etouffee. You got an answer to Mrs. Paul.
I got a feeling that guy's making a lot of answers for a lot of people, but let's get on to the second one. Pearl, this next email is from Alora in Texas. She writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, ever since my husband retired, he gets on my nerves. All day long it's, honey, bring me some pretzels. Honey, give me the Heimlich maneuver. Honey, just like my daddy. Be like my daddy, take care of me. Now, to get out of the house, I wrote this book about how nice gay people are. Now my husband wants his friend Dick to take me out hunting. Oh, but I don't like big guns or Dick. What should I do?"
Well, first and foremost, do not go on that hunting trip. Whatever you do, do not go on that hunting trip.
That's right.
Because, Laura, you kind of look like a duck or something, and I'd hate for anything bad to happen to you.
Just give it to him straight.
I sure will. All right, honey, let me help you out on this one. Your husband retired. He bugs you every day. So you went on all the talk shows saying it's all right to be gay. That guy you married, his brain was always feeble. It's hard for him to grasp that you become a village people.
Dr. Pearl.
It's not what old Barbara taught ya.
Dr. Pearl.
He says lesbians are hotter.
Dr. Pearl.
Well, at least it's not your daughter. Try the Rachel Maddox show.
Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
So there it is. If you got your problems, send us your emails, because Dr. Pearl will be playing your song. All right, y'all, there's more to come right here, so stick around. 12th Street Jump.
We're back on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Now, besides Miles Davis, we celebrate the birthday this week of pianist Ramsey Lewis. Born in Chicago, Ramsey began piano lessons at age 4, joining his first band when he was 15. That band, The Clefs, included drummer Red Holt and bassist Eldo Young. These three would eventually go on to make up the Ramsey Lewis Trio. Following the 1965 hit, The In Crowd, they concentrated more on the pop material. Young and Holt left in 1966 to form Young Holt Unlimited.
By 1966, Lewis was one of the nation's most successful jazz pianists, topping the charts with platinum hits like The In Crowd, Hang On Sloopy, Wade in the Water, a couple you might have heard of. As Ramsey concentrated more on pop material, his trio mates departed to form their own group, Young Holt Unlimited.
To celebrate the music of Ramsey Lewis, let's call on our resident keyboard artist. He's always with the In Crowd, Joe Cartwright. Good evening, Joe. We're here to discuss Mr. Ramsey Lewis, and first and foremost, I'd like to know Mr. Lewis' effect on you and your piano playing.
He had a big effect on me. I think particularly because we both started as classical pianists. A lot of people didn't know that, but Ramsey Lewis had an extensive classical piano background, and so did I. Of course, I studied classical piano for about 20 years. I think Ramsey probably figured out that there was more money in jazz. So he probably got into...
And so did you, Joe?
Pearl, there is no money in jazz.
Now, not only does he have a classical background, but he also has a very gospel, a strong gospel tradition in his music, with the popular hit Wade in the Water also being considered in that vein. I also know that starting at the age of 4, I'd like to hear about Ramsey Lewis' effect on young musicians.
He's doing a very wonderful thing in his hometown of Chicago, Illinois. He started a program for inner-city youth called a jazz mentoring program, which he spearheaded and I believe is still going on today.
Well, that is absolutely wonderful use of his time. Joe, what do you have for us from the Ramsey Lewis songbook tonight?
Well, this is a tune that I know Ramsey Lewis must have really dug because it shows up on about a half a dozen of his recordings. This was originally written by the Meters, and it's called Something You Got. Thank you.
And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think New Orleans seafood restaurants had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Miss USA's Middle Eastern. They say she's born in Lebanon. Miss USA is Middle Eastern. That chick was born in Lebanon. Right wingers didn't speak up while she had that bikini on.
Viagra may cause hearing loss. That's the current scuttlebutt. Viagra causes hearing loss. That's the current scuttlebutt. So ladies, watch out when your husbands come to bed yelling, what?
Tea party in Kentucky, young Rand, he came a-calling. He sounds just like his daddy, Ran and Ron, now that's appalling.
Don't criticize Governor Sanford till you hiked a mile in his shoes.
Go out and have a good week, that's all from Blues in the News.
What? I mean, I heard you just fine. Miles Davis, you recorded this next tune on the Prestige label in 1951. Here's Stan with the Band on Solar. Thank you.
You walk like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough like jazz.
So if you like jazz like I like jazz, then listen up to this week's new CD releases, because David Bassey is going to tell us what's going on in the world of jazz.
Hey, Pete, I want to tell you what's going on right here tonight, too. Can I do that?
Please go ahead.
I hate to get off the script, but I'm going to tell you.
Get it.
We got a guy here tonight, a mentor of ours. He's a journalist, and he's a jazz DJ, and he's a hipster extraordinaire. John Hall is in the house tonight. John, thanks for being here. And might I suggest some CDs for your anyway. Paul Carr, a brand new CD out by saxophonist Paul Carr. He's from Texas. Straight Ahead Soul, it's called. And it's Straight Ahead Southern Soul. And a great CD from Paul Carr. Just out. Dr. Lonnie Smith, the doctor, is in the house once again. Tall, dark, and turbaned. And his new one called Spiral on Palmetto Records. Jeff Lorber, Fusion. Now is the time. Y'all remember Jeff Lorber, right? He's the guy. He's the guy who brought Kenny G into the world.
That's so great. Now we're celebrating a couple birthdays this week, like Sean Jones, Wallace Roney, great blues man T-Bone Walker, and the ever vivacious vocalist and NPR host Dee Dee Bridgewater, organist Charles Erland, drummer Kenny Washington, and pianist Gonzalo Rubalcaba also have birthdays this week, along with Lou Tobacken, co-leader with his wife of the Toshiko Akiyoshi Lou Tobacken Big Band. And that is a mouthful, and I'm not talking about birthday cake. Just some of the things happening this week in jazz.
You live like jazz. You got Pete such class.
Y'all stick around. We'll be right back with 12th Street Jump. Welcome back, y'all, to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Wow, Pete, can you believe May is almost over?
Yeah.
It seems like everyone is going to proms, graduations.
I know. I'm going to be giving a commencement address myself.
Well, congratulations, Pete.
Thank you.
You got invited to speak at a college graduation.
Not exactly.
High school?
No.
A grade school?
No.
Homeschool?
Please, I'm a Democrat.
Okay, so where are you delivering your commencement address?
At a daycare center. You know, I'm going to be talking about teaching jazz to those little tykes.
Why would you teach jazz at a daycare center?
Well, children need to learn how to count at least up to 4, 5 for Dave Brubeck.
That is a good idea. What else?
Always say please.
Don't you mean please, baby, please?
And don't eat the crayons and such, yes.
Not unless you want to sign with a blue note. anything else?
Well, there is potty training.
Huh? Sets a good example for the band.
I know, and I just freshly learned it myself, Pearl. You know, speaking of some good examples that we could all enjoy, let's bring Stan Kessler back up to the stage to play Miles' rendition of Monk's tune from Miles' 1955 Columbia release. Here's Round Midnight. Thank you.
You know, Pete, we forgot to mention one big jazz birthday this week.
Really? Who's that?
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan? The Bob Dylan, born Bobby Zimmerman, a Jewish kid from Duluth, Minnesota, Bob Dylan?
Yeah, I guess he liked his bagels frozen.
What does Bob Dylan have to do with jazz, Pearl?
Well, now, Pete, most people don't know it, but Dylan came to Greenwich Village back in the 60s to become a jazz singer.
A jazz singer? Who told you that?
My uncle did. He was the house drummer at the Blue Note, and I remember the story like it was yesterday.
Okay, before we start the rehearsal, we got somebody who wants to try out some songs. What'd you say your name was, kid?
Bob Zimmerman. I'm from Duluth.
Man, you look hungry, Bob. You want a bagel?
Is it frozen?
No. Why don't you hand those charts over to Joe at the piano? We'll give him a try, huh?
Oh, I'll be glad to.
Okay.
Hit it, boys. The answer, my friend, is bopping in the wind. The answer is bopping in the wind.
Whoa, Bobby. That was interesting, but maybe you should bring the tempo down a little bit. You got any ballads or anything, man?
Sure. How about this one?
Okay, you'll give it a shot.
Oh, play, lady, play. Whoa, play that jazz inside your head. Play it just for me.
Dude, you sing like you got the subterranean blues.
Hey, I can use that.
Okay, you can use it. Wait, hey, say, what are you going to do now? You gonna do another one?
Hey, man, I got one more.
You going to try another one?
Yeah, I got one more.
Oh, okay. Just one, though.
Whoa, how does it feel? Be without a home. Like a complete unknown. I sing like I'm stoned.
Hold it. Wait. You know, Bob, maybe jazz isn't your thing.
Well, you don't think so, huh?
No. I think, you know, jazz players, like, aren't for you. I think maybe you need to, like, find some other folk.
Folk, huh? Maybe I'll give that one a try, huh? Wow, your uncle got Bob Dylan to switch from jazz to folk? How come we never heard of him?
My uncle had to go into hiding a few years later.
Well, how come?
He's the one who convinced Kenny G to give up the accordion.
His fault. All right, y'all. Ramsey Lewis recorded this Dave Frischberg composition with Nancy Wilson on an album entitled Meant to Be. Here's our own lovely Nedra Dixon to sing Peel Me a Grape.
Peel me a grape, crush me some ice, skin me a peach. Save the fuzz for my pillow. Start me a smoke. Talk to me nice. You gotta wine me and dine me. Don't try to fool me. Bejewel me. Either amuse me or lose me. I'm getting hungry. Peel me a grape. Peel me. Grape. Pop me a cork, French me a fry, crack me a nut, bring a bowl full of bonbons, chill me some wine, keep standing by, just entertain me, champagne me, show me you love me, kid, glove me. Best way to cheer me, catch me. I'm getting hungry. Peel me a grape. Peel me a grape. Here's how to be an agreeable chap.
love me and leave me in luxury's lap. Hop when I holler, skip when I snap. I say, do it, jump to it. Send out for scotch, boil me a crab, cut me a rose, make my tea with the petals, just hang around, pick up the tab. Never outthink me, just make me. Polar bear rug me, don't bug me. New Thunderbird me, you heard me. I'm getting hungry, peel me a grape. Peel me a grape. Make my tea with the petals, just hang around, pick up the tab. Never outthink me, make me. Polar bear rug me, don't bug me. New Thunderbird me, yeah baby, you heard me. I'm getting hungry, peel me a grape. Band with a title track to Miles Davis' 1963 recording, Seven Steps to Heaven. Thank you.
And that's our show. Thanks to our special guests and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on the bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supply the vocals, and audio engineer Chad Mize records and masters the show, with help from Chris Meck and Brian McCord. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang, and produced by Ian York for Theater League. It's dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with a thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places. And be sure to join us next week for Public Radio's Jazz, Blues, and Comedy Jam. Until then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods, because that's where it's always jumping.